This piece was brought to you by Roberta's. Roberta'sPizza.com.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio.
I was checking out the iTunes Hot 100 and that Jimmy Carbone remix is
it's hot right
98 on the charts.
Trending. It's trending, as they say.
Up from 99 last week. So
that's right.
Making moves.
Hey, keep your eyes peeled for that hot Jimmy Carbone remix, huh?
Is it Carbone or Carbone?
Well, he says Carbone, so I think it's Carbone.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Carbone from Beer Sessions.
Carbone.
Why would he say his name
wrong? I thought it
was
Carbone.
Hey.
I am Jimmy Carbone.
Hey.
I mean, how do you say your name, you know?
And Mike Zolomon.
Little teaser for the Carbone Boys remix.
That's right, Carbone Boys remix.
Jimmy Carbone. Get into the Carbone Zone. That's what I've been saying.
Carbone Zoni. How about the Carbone Zoni?
The Carbone Zoni.
It's like the 2012 Summer Olympics in here.
Sochi boy.
I remember that. Sochi boy.
Sochi boy. Yeah, producer Dave hitting that button rapidly. I don't know if you've ever seen anyone hit a button rapidly, but he was doing it pretty good.
Extreme Prejudice.
That's right. Always with us is producer Dave. Thanks, Dave. Just want to say thanks. When was the last time somebody said to you, Dave, thanks?
You know what? I can't even remember, so thank you.
Wow. See? Pay it forward, am I right?
Yeah.
Also joining us, as mostly always, sometimes, shooting pretty good from the field, playoff season, Dr. Michael Zoman.
What?
Yeah, that's you.
He's hitting those field goals.
Sorry, I was distracted. What's going on?
He's uptown, downtown, crosstown.
Did the show start?
Yeah, the show has started, Doctor. Also joining us, special guest, and tonight we get to celebrate a very special occasion.
This is really sad.
His first root canal.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Ben Harris.
Thank you, Ben.
Feels good to be here.
Ben, quick question.
Yeah.
Did the doctor happen to say, thank you, Mr. Harris, for the opportunity to give you a better life?
No, but he did at one point during the first procedure put all of his instruments down on the table, look at his gloved hands, and say, God damn it, very loud.
Wow.
Before stopping the whole
you don't want to see your bartender do that, your server. Certainly not a doctor.
Someone drilled inside my mouth.
Yeah.
Definitely. Wow. There's some doctors
I keep messing up your mouth.
Yeah, he pulled his whole hand out of my mouth and then came very close to slamming it down.
And cursed his hand.
Cursed his instruments. Those are his
in there.
And then he sunk the whole hand back into the mouth.
Yep. Several times after that.
Yeah, for the second procedure. And Big night tonight.
Have you seen Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
I have.
Like when that man rips a heart out, it was like that went into Ben's mouth.
No, because that actually would have been
a
step.
He pulled the still beating heart of Ben's teeth roots out of his tooth.
That's right. I like the imagery that you're employing, but unfortunately it just doesn't apply to my procedure because it was neither fast nor decisive nor clean. It was a multiple failed attempt.
Right.
Situation. And if he had been able to put his whole fist into my mouth and pull the rotten stump of what used to be my tooth out and say, see this? I did this to you.
Wow.
I would have appreciated that more than actually what did
happen. What actually happened?
Yeah.
Follow-up question, Ben, real quick. We got to move on.
Yeah.
A lot to cover.
We have a lot to
unpack. Big night. Mm-hmm. A lot of stars out tonight. Mm-hmm. Who did the score? John Williams?
The score
for your procedure.
Yeah, the score was actually... I don't know if anyone's familiar with White House.
Oh.
Seminal power electronics band.
Oh, wow.
So the lighting in the operating room was strobing, what I learned unintentionally the whole time. So I felt that, like, to maximize the sort of psychic distress caused by that, we would sort of introduce some heavy power electronics kind of onto the scene.
Yeah, definitely.
For
your health.
For my health. I just wanted to have the full experience of, like, having a man's whole fist in my mouth and listening to someone scream about butt sex, like, over loud static.
Chill.
Was sort of what I was, the atmosphere I was going for.
Very
Dave, thank
chill.
You. Yeah, that's good. That's about what it sounded like.
Does that take you back, Ben Harris?
Yeah, here we go.
This is a White House track?
Ooh, it's powerful stuff, man.
pretty good.
Oh yeah. That's the stuff. Yeah.
Now I sign up for this.
Yeah, that suits.
That's great. Suits.
Dave, what was that? Was that avisotomy?
That is why you never became a dancer.
Why you never became a dancer. Sure.
Their other hit.
Yeah, their other
hit. I'm more of a macro nympha, you know, second wave.
Sure.
Second wave
power electronics. Yeah, okay. Yeah. They do a lot more sex stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mostly just more like the tones.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Sure.
Lots of flange on that.
A lot of good tones. Yeah. A lot of good tone.
Crunchy noise.
Crunchy noise. Like Captain Crunch. You know?
Sure. Yeah, a lot more dispiriting.
I like my pee crunchy. I like my HN trippy and psychedelic. What can I say?
Yep.
You like your pee crunchy?
P-E. It's Enter Power Electronics.
Oh,
HN is harsh noise. HNW is a harsh noise wall.
You don't like it to crunch when you pee?
No.
I thought he was talking about price-earnings ratios.
I think I did say
well,
I do.
Well, he has pretty major kidney stone issues, so whether he likes it or not, it crunches.
Yeah, the major issue is no kidney stones.
Mm. None, please.
We need to get you some.
For the duration of the program, Roberta's Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network. Punk. No kidney stones tonight.
We can try to get him some. If you want to throw the number up and see if anyone can donate some kidney stones to Dr. Zoman.
You know what? Throw the number up and...
give us a call.
The number should be read out multiple times an episode.
That's 718-497-2128. Again, 718-497-2128. Call in all of your kidney stone questions.
Please give us your stones.
Send us your stones.
Yeah, if you can
totally
spare
cool.
them, give us your stones. They'll go to a good cause.
Big night tonight, gang. So glad. Stephanie Martinez had to come down from the central office because of the occasion.
Oh, boy.
That's right. So, P's and Q's.
No, you're in trouble
all
now.
Yeah, all eyes
P's
all
and
eyes
E's and P's and Q's and H's and H's N's and all that jazz. Our Australian correspondent, Matt Walsh, must finally return to his homeland so that he can begin to...
To tell
the national office about his experiences, his American experiences. Tonight we celebrate the American experience on Roberta's Radio. Powerful stuff.
Is this the music from PBS's American Experience?
I should hope so. It better be, Dave.
Because if it's not, we're gonna get. On, I'm gonna get on the front line.
Yeah.
of complaints.
Yeah. This old house and shout up like a,
I'm at the
Nova.
Get up to the New Yankee Workshop.
Yeah, right. Head down over. Talk to my boys at the New Yankee Workshop. Come down here and break your fingers.
Total full on American test kitchen style. On
Yeah.
You think we can apply a Ken Burns effect to this podcast?
Can we get that guy Shelby? What's his name? Shelby Foot.
Yeah.
Can we get Shelby Foot down here to narrate? He's got that sweet syrupy Southern drawl. I love.
We're
so
have to go on an antiques roadshow to figure this one out.
Yeah, right.
To get to the bottom of this.
Maybe the magic school bus or Arthur could help us
out. You know what? I'm just gonna say this right now. Tonight's show could be a masterpiece. Let's dive in. Matt Walsh, it's almost 1 year since you arrived in America.
The land of the free.
That's right. Home of the Braves. That's right. They play in Atlanta. They're a baseball team. They're a baseball team.
I think the bravery is in their racist logo.
Right.
Oh,
it takes bravery
out every game with a racist logo.
Yeah.
The bravery's still living in the Eldred Street lofts over there trying to come up with that next big hit. That's right. It's an honest mistake.
Zing.
Come on.
What, they don't like Joy Division anymore?
I wonder what that guy's wearing, what kind of hairstyle he's got now. Hard saying, you know, keeping up with the trends and all. So in the past year, let's talk about some American trends that Matt Walsh has developed. 1 year ago, this coming Sunday, you arrived in America by boat.
Yes.
I believe, yes. Yes. Small
came
boat.
Came in through.
Yeah, choppy waters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Saw the Statue of Liberty there.
Not many survived the trip.
It was very
It was harrowing.
Had to fight kangaroos.
Did you have to go through Ellis Island?
Yeah, as well.
You had to go all the way around.
I had to make sure you didn't have any communicable diseases that we don't have here.
No, did you?
Did they anglicize your name?
Yeah, they did as well.
What's your Australian name?
Matt Walsh. There's an R in the middle. Yeah.
Walsh.
Just say your name.
Matthew Walsh.
That's your Australian name.
That's my Australian
indeed.
Name.
Matt Walsh. His Australian name is?
Matt Walsh.
Okay, good. So I'm going to get that translated for those of you playing at home.
Mart
Warsh.
There we go.
That's right. Slow down for Americans.
Mm.
What did you think upon arriving at the shore of the home of the Braves, in the land of the freeze?
I stepped off that boat onto what'd the you
say?
Sandy
what'd
shores.
What'd you say to yourself? You stared up at the big buildings. What'd you say?
Jesus. It's loud here.
That's right.
People are rude.
Sure, yeah.
I ask for directions and they tell me to go away.
Tell you to go F yourself.
What's that smell?
Go, yeah. Yeah.
It's any number of things, Matt.
Ooh, exactly. That smell.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, hold on.
Too much coke and too much smoke.
That's it.
The next line.
Oak tree, you're in my way. It's about wrapping your car around an oak tree, you know. Skynyrd. Anyways, you learned about Leonard Skynyrd while you were here in America.
I did. That free bird?
Yeah.
That's me. That's me. There I am.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a free bird.
And this bird you cannot cage.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Turn
it off. Turn it off. Time to leave. Time to go. If you head for your car now, you can beat the traffic. They're going to be playing for the next 10 minutes.
Okay,
four different guitars on stage, and all of them get a solo.
In Australia, they have Leno Skindo.
That's it. It's just four didgeridoos, and they all get their solo, too. Yeah.
Four didgeridoos.
I thought it was Leonard Skynyrd, mate.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
That's just how you say it there.
Leonard Skynyrd.
Leonard Skynyrd?
Well, you know, a bank in Australia is called a banco.
I didn't know that.
South of the border, it's called a banco.
Bunko.
Do they have? Is it true that there are ATMs where you just take your money out of a Joey's pouch?
Yes, there are. There are some places like the further you go inland.
Yeah.
Right.
You put your ATM card in the kangaroo's mouth.
In the mouth. Yeah. And then you just reach in. There's going to be some goo when it comes out. I understand.
Yeah. You gotta.
The goo is unavoidable.
Yeah.
It's not like the cartoons.
No.
Death, taxes, and goo.
Shirt, no shoes, no Joey juice.
That's it. What's to live by?
So, where was the first place you ate when you came to America, and how was your experience there?
When I first came,
the first American food you ate.
I think it might have been Mexican food.
Oh, hell yeah.
In New York City, that's
Mexican
too bad.
Food is the ultimate American food.
Exactly.
That's right.
And Mexican it was great. American I think it was a burrito.
Nice. Ooh.
Do you have
burritos in Australia?
Yeah, just really bad ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What, were they filled
sounds
with
like New York.
Yeah, filled just filled with
kale. They can't make good tortillas.
Wallaby
there.
Meat.
Yeah. Just like, anything we can kind of get your hands on.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Drop bear meat.
Mm-hmm. Brush. Old VHS copies of Crocodile Dundee.
Sure.
That's it.
Yeah.
If you find a washed up Bogan's dead body that's been dried out by the sun on the beach and you carve it into
burrito.
A couple steaks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get a lot of like strands of Nick Cave's hair.
Yeah. You accidentally bite into a five pound. No, what do you have down there? Pounds? What
dollars.
Do you got? Dollars?
Dollars?
You got dollars, huh? Australian dollars.
Dollar the plastic ones. Yeah, it's actually dollary dues.
Dollary dues.
Dollary dues. So let's say you bite into adorable. Like a $10 do note and Yahoo Sirius is sweeping up beside you and he says, you going to finish that, mate?
So you're on the set of like Young that. Einstein.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, work's tough these days, you know? Maybe something like that. Well, that's wonderful. So the burrito, did you have more?
No, that was about it.
That was the only burrito you had. It was the first thing you ate.
Yeah, it was the first thing.
And you said, enough of this. I'm not doing this anymore. Yeah. It doesn't taste like home.
No.
And then you thought to yourself, I have to find shelter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How did you find shelter? Where did you find shelter
Where
in America?
Where did I find shelter?
Let me guess. Craigslist.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
The ultimate shelter finding apparatus here in New York.
And was that a pleasant experience going on Craigslist in America and finding an apartment, roommates, I assume?
Abrasive would be the correct word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And in Australia, let's flip the table.
Let's leave it like it is. Like,
yeah, it's got all the microphones.
I would get
it.
Some kind of kangaroo steak, and then I would go to Craigslisto.
That,
right?
Yeah.
That's
protocol.
Craigslisto.
That's protocol down there, right? Matthew Walsh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and every correspondent has to begin with mate.
Mate.
Yeah.
And close with mate, no?
Yeah, exactly.
It's mate, hello.
Hello, yeah, looking for an apartmento, mate.
Yeah. I drink beer on the weekends. I work 9 to 5.
Oh, cool.
Listen to ACDC. Done.
Yeah. Done.
It turns out you actually drink beer every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you
never tell them that, though.
Monday off and Thursday off.
Yeah, Mondays and split days.
split days. I drink beer every day. Oh,
I work
didn't,
nights,
oh, I
so
thought I said
I'm
that.
Pretty much only, I'm only here when you're
only
not
drinking
here.
Beer yeah. during yeah. the day and then going to work. So then you found
America.
So then you found an apartment and mm-hmm. Then you had to find employment. No,
yeah.
Did you find employment?
I did.
Were you gainfully employed during your time in America?
Not for the first month.
Okay. That how was, about the subsequent 11 months?
Yes, I was.
Fantastic. And how did you find the employment opportunities in America?
The one I was in, I emailed it like 3 weeks before I left, and then about a week before I was ready to go back home, I got an email saying come in and work at Roberta's. Came at the right time. But everybody else that I talked to just didn't hear back from them.
Sure.
So it was like, I probably didn't say mate enough in the interview didn't bring enough beers.
Visible tattoos.
Were you trying to work at other restaurants or in other fields?
Other restaurants.
Okay.
Yeah. Specifically Australian ones.
Oh, really?
So tell us about some...
Like in Midtown?
That was going to be my next question. Were you able to find foods of your homeland in Home of the Brave and Land of the Frees?
I have, but it's been quite... It was quite hard.
Well, when you're looking for... Actually, I know a place.
Labeled as imported.
I know a place. I mean, what are you looking for? Are you looking for Bloomin' Onions?
Yeah, and Tim Tams.
Great, I know a
and
place.
Vegemite and...
Meat pies.
Foster's. Meat pies. There we go. That's it.
Meat pies and my ploy sauce.
You were applying at Outback Steakhouse in Times Square.
I was.
Tuck Shop, maybe?
Yeah.
Tuck Shop. What's that?
First and First.
Yeah. It's just called The Village.
I know that from that Seinfeld.
True story. One of our former correspondents, Monsieur Peugeot, our French correspondent actually worked in an Australian restaurant prior to his employment with us. We scooped him from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just an update on Monsieur Peugeot. He has to get his green card because he hasn't had it.
Yeah, that's true.
So
if anyone knows any
good
legal,
luck. Yeah, anybody got a you know, like
maybe
a,
he and Mac could get married and both get stay.
There we go. Oh, that's it.
Done. That's what we're doing tonight on Roberta's Radio, powered by Heritage Radio Network .punk. You need a sham marriage? Come on down. We got tons of them just piled up in the corners. You
green
get this
for
one.
Everybody.
Marry that one.
We
you
got
get
brides.
To get
we got grooms. We got kids.
Yeah.
We got green
cards
everywhere.
Grooms that can be brides.
We're giving
brides
them
that can
away.
Be grooms. We got a boar's head on the wall. We don't care.
R.I.P. Javelina.
We want everybody to be here to have fun, to be able to listen to Heritage Radio Network .punk, Roberta's Radio.
Okay, I'm gonna rise up, gonna kick a little ass, gonna kick some ass in the USA, gonna climb a mountain, gonna sew a flag, gonna fly on an eagle, I'm gonna kick some butt, I'm gonna drive a big truck, I'm gonna rule this world,
that's,
I'm gonna kick some ass,
that's
gonna
Eric
rise,
Roberts
gonna
in Pope of Greenwich
rock
Village.
Flag and eagle.
That's wonderful.
Wow.
Question for you, Matt Walsh, on your American experience.
Fire away.
Was New York the only town you were in?
No, New York was not the only town.
Wow. Where else did you go in this great
the city of
United States of America?
City of Brotherly Love.
Oof.
That's not a state. Heard of it. Do you know what state that's in?
Pennsylvania.
Ah, nice.
Did you see any riots when you were in the city of Brotherly Love?
No,
unfortunately
not.
Did you go to a Starbucks?
No, I did not.
It was a bad time, though, right?
Did you go to a Wawa? That's my next question.
You didn't go to Wawa?
No.
You had a bad time, though, right?
No.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
Didn't go to Philadelphia, pal.
Did you get called an ethnic slur while waiting in line for a cheesesteak?
No.
Slur.
Okay.
I've obviously missed a big part
you
of
missed
what
a
Philadelphia
lot of the essential
is. Philadelphia is horrible.
Okay.
Incorrect.
So it's like,
come on, Dave. You ever been?
Hey, call in and fight us about
anybody
it.
Anybody got a opinion on Philadelphia? Call us in, Dave.
Call
what's
in.
The number?
Philly opinions. Call them in to 718-497-2128. That's 718-497-2128.
Excellent.
I still have Oscars, but the city shut it down.
Did they?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was gross.
No, it was cool. Is what they meant.
That's what I thought, but apparently it was gross. So,
get out of here.
The other thing I like about Philly is the city center, Wawa.
City Center Wawa.
I've never
late
been to a
night.
Wawa.
Oh, man. I watch Eric eat, I would say conservatively, 20 inches of Wawa cheesesteak at 3 in the morning.
Yes.
That's impressive.
He ordered two 12-inch cheesesteaks, ordered two 14-inch cheesesteaks, and almost consumed both of them.
I saved
he also
a little
ate part
for
of
breakfast.
My soaking wet quesadilla. It was too wet for me to eat, so you ate some of it.
Hey, I'm very impressed.
Hey, just want to, this song goes out to Oscars in City Center, Philadelphia. One of the nicest places I've ever been to.
I love Oscars.
This is great.
All right, moving on. What are some of the other? So you went to Philadelphia. Yeah, so did I.
Okay.
Where else did you go?
I've been to New Orleans. I've been to
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
The big greasy.
It's actually Nolens, you know?
Nolens, baby.
Zatarans, you know? All that jazz.
Crawdaddy.
That's right, baby.
Voodoo.
Musica Haas. I had gone to quick side anecdote here.
The Mississippi,
the Big Easy,
beignets
at Cafe Du Monde,
Hurricane Katrina.
Oh my God.
So actually, I went quick anecdote here. I went to New Orleans for the first and only time so far, 6 months after Katrina. It was really cheap, and we stayed in the French Quarter at the Astor Crown Plaza or something like that. And the guy standing outside of the Red Robin on Bourbon Street said, try it before you buy it, $50. Should have taken him up on it, didn't. Matt Walsh, did you take the man up on the offer? Try it before you buy it.
No, I did not.
Red Robin, yum. That's unfortunate.
Missing more American experiences I'm missing out on.
Where else did you go? You went to New Orleans. Big deal. Yeah, I've
Yosemite.
Been there too. Yosemite. Beautiful. How was that?
That's good.
I didn't hear a car horn for 3 days. It was unreal.
Oh, what?
Did you see any bears?
No, I didn't. No. I wish I did.
You look behind you like there might be a bear behind you.
Always. You never know.
You always got to be looking behind you.
Like attracts the bears.
You got to always assume there's someone behind you at all times. That's right.
What else? San Francisco.
Sure.
That was pretty good.
Sure, you're probably rubbing elbows with a bunch of techies.
I was. I felt so
poor.
How
was that?
It was great.
Did you go to the Tenderloin?
I did.
Definitely.
Spooky.
Were you trying to get mugged or buy crack?
Or a prostitute.
Or a prostitute.
I stayed in a hostel in the Tenderloin last time I was in SF, and we had to sleep on the couches upstairs because the person we were sharing our room with was smoking crack out of the window of our hostel and breathing in a very hostile way.
Wow.
Hostile. Hostile, maybe.
Like Eli Roth's hostile way. He kept coughing like this. He kept going,
It's very Vincent Price.
Pardon me, gentlemen. This crack cocaine smoke is irritating my throat.
It didn't agree with him. Yeah.
And then, for a second.
Also Chicago.
Chicago.
The Windy City.
The Windy City.
The city of big shoulders.
Home of the celery dog.
The Windy Apple.
That's right.
What a fun place in my heart
Chicago has. Yeah, I love
Classic
it there.
Classic Illinois.
I mean, not in the winter. God forbid.
Don't eat the pizza, though.
The
pizza was pretty good.
I love that kind of pizza.
Yeah, that stuff was great.
No, it's good.
It's great.
That classic Midwestern.
They should have a different name for it. It's not pizza.
What is it?
No, we should go to Pequot.
Tomato and cheese pie.
That's a stuffed pizza. That's a stuffed. Don't get me started on Chicago pizza. That's a separate episode, my friend. Get me worked up.
You know what, bro? Fair enough.
You gotta go. Did you go to the Wiener Circle?
No.
What?
Oh. Excuse me?
We should have had this.
We're talking Moistown, the manhole?
Hold on, real quick. No, it's actually the Jackhammer, and that is two doors down from Touche.
There's a place called the Manhole. I've seen it before.
It might be in Boystown.
The Gothic
Castle.
It
was one block on the other side of the street from the vegetarian diner.
Chicago Diner.
Yeah.
Lovely. Boystown.
Yeah.
What? Spin, Steamworks.
Boystown.
The Manhole.
The Manhole, sure.
The Hole Man.
I used to get weed from this guy who lived up in Rogers Park, and he lived like three blocks away from the Jackhammer, which was two doors down from Touche. I've been all over that
time. Oh, cool.
you should start a touring.
Chicago Diner, though.
You chase someone, it's great.
I didn't chase. I saw. We were going to Humboldt Park one afternoon.
I thought you chased someone out of your house through the streets.
I did that. My roommate. Actually, that someone was my roommate at the time. Spent a few hours in lockup.
Just a few.
Just a few. That's naughty. Cool. My girlfriend at the time was also locked up with me.
Except she was on the same cell.
She was on the ladies' side. They were watching Oprah and shit, and I was just hanging out with this guy.
You were like watching someone defecate and trying not to get in a fight.
Don't look eye contact.
I was actually I was in a cell by myself for a while, and I was walking from the bars to the back wall, and it was 12 steps, and I just kept doing it over and over and over. And finally, they put this other guy in, and we just kind of sat there for a minute, and then he finally broke the ice and said,
What
are you in for? Yeah, that's the icebreaker.
Did you hurt someone that's going to offend me, or did you hurt someone that's going to impress me?
Right, because now I know how to size you up, and then hope maybe you'll fall asleep later. I don't know. Maybe I'll fall asleep. Who knows? Let's see where the night takes us in jail.
Missing more American experience.
Jail is an essential American experience.
You didn't go to jail?
No, yeah, I'm so you didn't go to jail. You really missed out.
Well, after the show, we'll go break some crimes.
We can fix that.
Yeah.
Still got a few more days.
Break some laws, commit some crimes, and then we'll blame it on that guy.
Yeah, we'll figure something
out of here.
Foreigner.
What's the worst they're going to do? Make you leave early?
I know, right? And then maybe I won't have to pay for my flight.
There you go.
Great. They're done.
Do you have a non-refundable ticket? Because you already purchased your return ticket.
That's a good question.
So maybe we should wait until Sunday.
Yeah.
Or Saturday night, early Sunday morning, like 4 or 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I asked my cellmate, I asked him what he did after I told him what I did. And he said, well, they brought me in here for kicking somebody in the ass. That's what he told me.
Yeah, that's how they get you. That's how they get you, man. Oh,
they saw you do it.
I kicked his ass right in the butt when they locked me up.
I kicked somebody.
Ain't nothing
in
more
the
American
ass.
Than that, am I right?
No, couldn't agree more. I'll drink to that.
What did the guy say to you in the Brooklyn jail that time? They said I was snorting white powder out of a bag.
They said I was sniffing on a drug bag. that was the guy that they called.
What are you in jail for? Well, they said I was sniffing on a drug bag. I didn't do anything.
He said, hey man, you can't do this to me. I've been arrested 30 times. You can't do this to me.
there's
like, you know,
a
he's had good
in
experiences
jail.
And bad experience. Actually, no, there's not good or bad in jail. There's just people.
Exactly.
That's how I like to view the American experience of jail.
It's more like there's not so much good or bad as there's people that do that like every other weekend, and then there's like you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Another guy got he was brought in for weighing up in his car. So what you can't do is you can't have your contraband and a scale to weigh out your contraband in the same place.
He was weighing he wasn't weighing himself or his car.
No, he didn't have a house scale.
He was not at
a weigh station.
You're gonna get in the same amount of trouble either way, and you don't have to like weigh
precisely.
It as you go.
Precisely.
You won't spill it all over your car.
You won't at the end of that. You won't have to like lick the center console.
The center console.
Lick the like. Try to get your tongue down between the seats in the center console.
Just get the vacuum cleaner up and save everything that it touches.
No, that's, that's this. This is the vacuum
cleaner. Take your shot back. Dump what's in it into a bong and just take a rip of it.
One rip. Matt Walsh, quick question.
Yes.
Have you ever been to jail in Australia?
No.
What's it like there?
What's it like there, yeah.
Nice, I hear.
What?
Really?
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Like, have you ever heard of Club Fed?
No.
Oh, that's supposed to be real nice. It's a white collar resort for
people
who have
office gigs. Yeah,
because you're a doctor and your daddy's rich. Yeah.
Wow.
But if you have enough money, you just go like, I mean, it's like Martha Stewart, right? It's like minimum security. You got television.
Yeah, she was eating quiche Lorraine in there.
It's like in Goodfellas. You're just like slicing garlic all the live long day.
With a razor blade.
Yeah. Right.
It's a technique.
Oh, nice. Thin.
It's got to
melt. I heard from the DVD lady at my laundromat that she goes up to a Club Fed on the weekends and makes bank on DVD sales.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Blu-ray too? So that's
just
how
DVD.
I make my money.
No, just DVD.
Make sure that I get in there when I...
So I keep it simple.
That's right.
Mm.
Before the break, show of hands, who's here has been to jail?
Several times. Yeah, two times.
Yeah, that's right. If you're scoring at home,
I'm in a
minority. The answer is four.
Yeah.
That's
four
right.
Between two, there are three of us.
Let's take a little break. We're going to refresh the libations. We're going to get into some more of the American experience. Want to remember that you can call in. Real quick, Dave, the number is...
718-497-2128. That's 718-497-2128. The lines are open, people.
That's right. Remember, we're looking those kidney stones. Kidney stone guy.
Send us your stones.
Your prison stories.
And your prison stories.
And your jail stories.
Yeah.
You think you can out America this Australian man?
Call up.
Yeah.
That's the third
tonight's
time.
Tonight's the night. Tonight's the night, baby.
I would
Let's
love
pay
a
some
fight
bills.
Over the radio waves.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Oh, come on, man.
That's the great intro.
You know, what do we, what is that? Is that Overture paying the bills? Heavens. Got to talk about an American experience tonight. Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. We're back from the break. Ben Harris, how's the root canal feel?
Pretty good. I'm a little sleepy. I am medicated. I'm not gonna lie. So this is Presidente.
Don't you lie to us?
I'm not lying.
This isn't self medication though. This is under doctor's orders.
No, this is doctor ordered self prescribed medication.
Oh God.
Oh, okay. Got it.
That's the future. Said, oh, that's the that future is, of medication.
During the last
people.
Appointment, when I asked for nitrous, and they said they didn't have any.
Can you go back in that room and look again?
The doctor said, look,
boy, some chicken wings would be great right now.
As a medical professional, I say, and then he winked at me and he said, treat yourself.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So this
definitely.
This, yeah. So this time I went in.
Do you want a stuffy prescription where you have to stand and be counted?
No.
Or do you want to take care of your own pain?
Take care
management?
Of your boot. We're talking about the American experience.
You got to privatize.
Bootstrap
it.
Yourself.
Do it yourself.
Yeah, do it yourself.
Pull yourself up
DIY.
By the bootstraps.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's the American
DIY.
Thing.
Dr. Michael Zoman, you're with us as well tonight. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct.
Fantastic.
What I would do, pop a couple ice cubes in your mouth.
Oh, I will be doing that later. See if I can
cook
lick any more.
Up.
No, I'm going to see if I can.
Ah, the hot shot.
Yeah, well, not a hot shot.
Oh wow.
When I get my car to drive home after this, I'm going to see if I can lick any more crushed up Klonopin out of the
you?
Creases of my
Who
seats.
Are you, Ted Kennedy?
Well, he got arrested for weighing Klonopin, crushed up Klonopin in his car.
He was weighing up.
No,
in
that
his
was
car.
A secondary charge. The arrest was a DWI, and then they added that on.
But then
after
you told
him
it
me.
Was the Ambien you were crushing up and selling from your car.
They didn't understand that if you just fight hard to stay awake on the Ambien, you just it's fine.
It's
You're
fine.
You just trip out a little
Look,
bit.
Tyler,
I wasn't asleep.
Tiger
I was just
Woods
on Ambien.
Tiger yeah. Woods.
Understand. Tyler Woods, on the other hand.
Also,
don't
I wasn't,
know who he is. Who is he?
Tell that stuffy old judge I wasn't snorting it. I was parachuting it. There's a difference.
Oh, heard. Heard that. That's for the old
anyway,
heads
Anyway, this isn't
there.
About this isn't about
That's
me.
That's right. That's for the old heads out there parachuting. Mm-hmm. Anyways, moving on. Dr. Mm-hmm. Michael Zoman is with us. He has many American experiences. Matthew Walsh.
Yes.
You are just...
I mean, yes, I do have the experiences.
Of the American.
Matthew
the
Walsh American. Is... and can you pronounce it for the Australian listeners, your name?
Matthew Walsh.
Fantastic.
That was very posh that time.
Matthew Walsh.
That's right.
I think
right,
if I drink
right.
a few more beers, it'll get more Australian the more I drink.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matthew Walsh. You're sewing up the loose ends of your American experience. Mm-hmm. I think there's only one way to determine on some sort of scale... how good or bad you have experienced America with a quiz.
Oh.
Dr. Zoman's prepared a pop quiz on the American experience.
Okay.
Yeah. Pop but, quiz, hot shot.
That's right.
What do yeah. you do?
Yeah, fire away.
That's right.
I'm ready.
We'll find out.
I have no idea how many questions I prepared.
That's okay.
So let's do this.
That's very American.
Multiple
of you.
Choice. Are you ready?
Ready. I was born ready.
Multiple choice.
In what city did President John F. Kennedy die? San Francisco, Houston, Dallas, or Washington, D.C.?
Dallas.
Correct.
Texas is the reason, baby. the president's dead.
From 1892 to 1954, Ellis Island housed a typhoid hospital, an internment camp, an immigration inspection station.
Immigrant inspection station. Can I do all of the above?
Correct. What is the name commonly used to refer to the operation in which Allied forces landed in Normandy in June of 1944?
D-Day?
Well, okay. You didn't,
operation.
He said
D-Day. So I don't know if
he got the answer
Day-Day.
Right.
But D-Day's kids.
D-Day's
may
kids.
I read the two?
No, that's babies.
The other two answers.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The other two answers are funny. May I read them?
Yes. Yes. You may.
Operation Landing Time.
That's good.
Invasion number 417.
That one's sick. Hey,
that
one's
I think
sick.
I should go Invasion
that
number
one's
417.
Yeah.
Sounds
well,
like an industrial
just,
band.
You have to let me
Absolutely.
Read the answer.
Okay.
In what year were American women granted the right to vote? 1972, 1900, 1941,
or never.
1920.
1920.
Or never. 1920 is correct.
Never.
Who is...
Say that.
Who is
it's possible in this country?
Man, I tried to go through these and make sure there weren't stupid visual questions.
That's okay.
Who is this first lady? I'm showing him a picture. If you have the viewing,
this is great radio.
If you have the viewing
great radio,
you will
Zorman.
See an elderly white lady.
It's Roosevelt.
No idea.
It's Eleanor Roosevelt. I don't know why
Roosevelt.
I know that.
Roosevelt.
Hold on. Show me that picture.
The Constitutional Convention,
He's new to this
which
radio
was a meeting
thing.
To discuss the new U.S. Constitution, was held in which U.S. city?
Philadelphia.
Washington.
Sorry.
Wow.
Thurgood Marshall.
He's good.
You know what? No more multiple choice.
Okay.
Nah. He's better than most citizens.
Thurgood Marshall was the first African American what?
Never. He'll never fuck. Yeah. You don't
Senator?
Know.
Wrong.
A what?
What did he say?
Supreme Court Justice.
Senator?
Yeah.
No.
Supreme Condoleezza Court Rice served as Secretary of State under which president?
Bush. The second one.
Wow. He even specified. Yeah.
Loving versus Virginia was a landmark Supreme Court case that invalidated laws prohibiting what?
Segregation?
In what
You're in
way?
The right ballpark.
Schools, marriages, or abortion?
Marriages.
Wait, what is a segregated yes. abortion?
Well, he's... I had to modify the multiple
I
choice.
I don't know. You tell me.
It's when you separate the fetus from its brain.
It means that black... It, probably it would have meant that black people could have abortions, but white people couldn't.
Or right. the other way yeah. around.
Yeah, that does really sound about right,
I don't
right?
know. Yeah, who knows?
Forced sterilization?
Oh.
Stephanie from the central office.
Stephanie
also,
from the central office.
If you wish to
she doesn't speak a lot, but when she does, it's a nugget.
Ah, that's yeah. right. She walks tall and carries a big stick.
Which
that's
Supreme
right.
Court case ended segregation in schools?
Brown
he smacked
versus,
himself
no,
in
I
the
know
face.
This. Brown versus the Board of Education yes. in 1952?
54. Pretty good.
Wow. God damn.
Jesus Christ.
What is the name of the document issued by Abraham Lincoln that freed the slaves in the rebellious states?
Oh, okay. This one.
this come on, so man.
This one got me.
Gotcha.
Remember your
Loser.
Wu-Tang. Come on.
Do you want me to read the choices? Well,
yes, please.
Articles of Liberty, Slave Release Order, Emancipation Proclamation.
Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, dude.
That's what got it.
We'll rock and shock the nation.
I need to listen to more.
We're going to send this recording to the ICE people so you can become a citizen.
Yeah, yeah dude. You
this
passed.
Is the stupidest question I've ever heard.
So why don't
Can't
you put
wait.
Some whites on and get back to work in the kitchen?
I'm not sure. Yes.
We're,
a man,
I'll be there Monday.
We're a man down tonight.
Who said, give me liberty or give me death?
Oh, nice.
Paul Revere, Nathan Hall, Patrick Henry, or George Washington?
Hendy.
I'm like really unable to read.
Patrick Hennessy.
That's another George part of the Washington. American experience right
isn't
there.
Incorrect. Patrick Henry.
Isn't it pronounced Nathan Hale as well? You said Nathan Hall. Like Anthony Michael Hall. Sorry.
Again, illiteracy is part of the American experience. We're doing the full thing tonight.
Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Oh, God.
Wrong. Francis Scott Key.
God,
I thought God did.
That.
No,
no,
God
way.
Absolutely
on
wrote
January,
that.
Write a horn
chart like that.
On January
28th, 1986,
the space shuttle what exploded shortly after liftoff, taking the lives of all seven people on board.
This is going to sound good with an Australian accent, too.
Yeah, it is.
Hubble, Challenger, Voyager, or Saturn?
Challenger.
Challenger, mate.
Chowder.
In 1972, five men were picked up by the police for breaking into the national headquarters of the Democratic National Committee.
Yes.
The ensuing scandal was known as what?
The Watergate scandal.
That's right.
My favorite scandal. Teapot Dome.
One of the choices was the DC debacle.
That's like WWE event, man.
The 21st Amendment to the Constitution passed in 1933 did what?
The 21st?
21st.
I don't know. It's going to be obscure. Limited the...
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Began Prohibition.
Okay.
No. Yes. Repealed Prohibition.
Oof.
I was wrong. Thought I knew.
The quizmaster was wrong himself.
That was, the one where we decided that also drinking was American probably experience. Something we should continue to
exactly.
tax continue and regulate.
And that's why we're here.
We
are
directly
now.
Descended from that lineage.
That's right, baby.
The two halves of the Transcontinental Railroad met where in 1869?
The Transcontinental Railroad met in Vegas?
Close.
No.
Damn.
Utah.
Close.
When was the Declaration of Independence signed? Come on, bro.
1776?
Yes.
Yes.
Where was Fort... What is Fort Sumner?
Sumter?
Sumter.
A military base?
What was it the site of?
A large Civil War battle?
Yeah. You're right.
Yes, give it to him.
The first shots of the Civil War.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
I think another crucial part of the American experience is us getting mad at this not American person for not knowing history that we don't know. Objectively, none of us know anything.
You know most of it. What was the first successful permanent English settlement in North America?
Boston?
No.
Damn.
Successful.
Whoever told
Jamestown.
You that was wrong. Yeah, Jamestown.
Virginia. Is that successful?
Jamestown, Virginia.
Yeah, there was Roanoke and then Jamestown.
Eventually they all went to Croatoan, whatever that was.
Croatoan. Yeah. That was
Roanoke went away because Pennywise the clown killed everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Alexander Hamilton.
Fuck. Alexander Hamilton.
I cannot read.
That's okay.
Should I step in for you?
Alexander Hamilton, who appears on the $10 bill and developed the U.S.'s banking system, was the nation's first what?
President?
No, Secretary of the Treasury.
Damn. Whoa, dude. Come on. Wait, he's gotten this far.
That's pretty bad.
That's not good stuff.
We're going to crush and burn.
Wow. That's not good stuff.
Wow. In 65, a series of racially motivated rampages erupted in what Los Angeles neighborhood?
There's only one, bud.
Oh, yeah, there's only one, man.
The only one.
Silver Lake, Bel Air, Compton, or Watts?
Compton.
No, Watts.
Watts riots. Far out stuff.
Yeah. Trip.
At what university did four students die during a protest in 1970?
I know there's a photo. There's a very famous photo of it. Yeah.
This photo?
Yeah. He really does know more about American history.
Yeah, that one
I
pulled.
Well, I know the answer to this one.
So, yeah, but still.
Everyone it's Kent State. Does. Yeah. It was in Akron, Ohio.
Yeah.
What's the 49th state admitted to the Union?
Oh, fuck.
Hawaii or Alaska?
Language, Ben.
Well, he already lost. Mike already.
Ow.
Hawaii was lost, right?
Very good.
Language, Ben.
The president for most of the 1950s was who?
Lyndon Johnson?
Bro.
Eisenhower. Yeah. Lyndon Johnson took over when Kennedy died.
Okay. Actually, Johnson is the only president to take the oath of office twice in an 18-month period. I learned that on Jeopardy the other day. That's nuts.
He's also the only president that we know for certain how he likes his pants to fit around his bunghole.
I'm talking about
Got all the balls in the world right here, man.
I'm talking about Lyndon Balls Johnson. That's right.
What's the oldest national park?
Yosemite.
Maria Hernandez.
Yellowstone. Close.
Fruit.
Damn.
Who said walk softly and carry a big stick?
Damn, I said that earlier.
He was a general, right?
Yes.
He was
a rough rider.
Patton? Teddy Roosevelt, bro.
Yeah.
Patton.
During World War II, thousands of Americans were locked away in internment camps simply because they were...
Japanese.
Oh, well, the options are bad drivers, diagnosed with influenza, unable to pay their taxes.
Is that first one a little left-handed swat?
Of Japanese descent. Yeah, it was. That was a racist question.
Whoa, ouch.
When did the Great Depression take place?
1930s. One?
You could probably cover, 29.
Who defeated General Custer at the Battle of Little Bighorn?
Native Americans?
Yes. More specifically, Sitting Bull.
Yes,
yeah,
there we go.
Why wasn't Nixon impeached?
Because he quit. He got on an airplane and flew away.
That's what you're going to do.
That's what he did.
That scoundrel, that rat bastard.
Just said, peace out, boys, and just got on a plane.
If I ever run into Richard Milhouse Nixon on the street, he's going to have hell to pay.
That's how I face all my problems, just get in the helicopter and fly away.
Tell you what, he is a crook in my eyes. Sweaty, he's a sweaty crook.
Bad hairline, too.
Bad hairline, sweaty crook.
And a quitter.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on Ford. Ford wanted to pardon the guy? Ford pardoned the guy.
Get out of here. Went too easy on him.
Give me a break.
Ford should have body slammed him.
No, you know what? He should have done pile-drived him.
Fat power clean him.
Wow. That's
right. Ford was a football player.
He should have done the DDT neck breaker on him.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe like a figure four leg lock.
Yeah. Top rope hammer thing.
Brutal.
Yeah. Brutal. Milhouse Nixon, get out of here.
Yeah. Who needs him?
Tricky.
Take
dick.
A walk.
Tricky not dick. My
take
president.
A walk,
hey, beat it, nerd.
Not my president.
Capiche?
Do we have a question of questions, Dr. Michael Zoman?
This quiz is so long, I've been answering them while you are all talking to keep it moving.
Let's do a question of questions.
Dred Scott was a slave who did what? Unsuccessfully sued for his freedom, shot Abraham Lincoln, or founded the Underground Railroad?
He founded the Underground Railroad.
Incorrect. He unsuccessfully sued for his freedom.
Dred Scott, very first major important.
What future president led the Union troops at the end of the Civil War?
I don't know that one.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Ulysses S. Grant, baby.
Grant, man.
Who's the first president to appear on television?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who? I guess first? Wrong. Franklin Wilson? Delano Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah.
39. Okay. The World Fair.
Right after the fireside chat.
I guess Eisenhower. That's crazy.
Yeah, I would have thought Eisenhower.
I think we're at 48. Hopefully there's only 50 questions. This is insane.
One for each state.
50 states, baby.
Which of these... Well, I can't do that one either.
The question of questions presented.
What state seceded from Virginia in 1861?
Wait, what?
What state seceded from Virginia in 1861?
Do you know the DC? Definition of secede?
Quit. Leave.
Remove.
Yes. Remove.
Yeah.
Who?
DC is incorrect. West Virginia is the answer.
Yeah. Duh! I was going to guess that, but like as citizen. A joke.
I'm so sorry.
What city was never the capital of the United States? Boston, Philly, Baltimore, or Princeton?
Princeton.
I think it's Baltimore. No, Boston was never
Boston
the capital.
Boston was never the capital.
Baltimore was?
It's because Boston pretty. Sucks.
Nice, Bryce.
Hey, all right.
Easy
nice.
Back there.
So, Matthew Walsh is almost a citizen, but we're going to send him back to Australia for re-education.
Yeah, spread the good word about how right. lovely this country is.
Real quick before we get out of here.
Yeah.
I want to have a score for him, but it's insane.
Score is like good and almost good enough.
His score was good.
His score was really good.
Thank you. Almost good enough, and really, what is more American than that?
I couldn't agree more. Actually, what's more American than that is not good enough.
C's get degrees in the good old US of A.
US of A.
Real quick.
Sorry, I never learned how to talk good.
Instead of a movie pick of the week, we are going to have Matt Walsh's takeaway on America. So please,
my take on America?
The floor is all yours. You have 45 seconds.
Okay.
Psycho clock is ticking.
I think it starts with, before I got the visa, everyone said, why do you want to go to America? Why America? Trump's about to be elected. It's full of like bad people, but they're wrong. America is full, chock full of lovely people from beginning to end.
They said people we were bad?
Yeah, they do. They're like, you want to go over there with
fuck
all those
that.
Fat
where are
Americans?
They? I'm fat, yeah, exactly. And I'll fight them. Yeah. I'll hug them and fall forward.
Come over and you should come to Australia.
I will.
But America's great.
Tell
I love
I
it.
Will.
It's full of amazing people. And, you know, can't get enough of that freedom, man.
We are a little chubby.
I do.
That's okay.
Freedom,
you know what, though? Freedom ain't free. Don't ever forget it.
Heard
that's
that.
Also true.
But, hey. You got lots of land.
Isn't that the Monty Python theme song we're playing now? And on that note, we're going to get out of here. Thanks,
fantastic.
To Matt Walsh.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to Stephanie Martinez.
Nice to know you.
Good to know you,
Michael
too.
Zoman. Hey, Matt, good day.
Thanks to Ben Harris for getting a root canal so I don't have to for at least another month or two.
Nice.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm not really sure what one has to do with the other.
You're
okay.
A representative of Philadelphia. You're Sixers,
yeah, the
huh?
First Nation's capital.
What's
going to
happen? You know, Dwayne Wade's going to come out and play like he's 25 again?
Yeah, you better believe it. You got to believe
it. Early
that.
Round, early first round exit from the playoffs. Good night, kids. See you
good
next
night,
time.
Good night, America.